From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ladsou told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He also warned of the potential of renewed conflict and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force.
Of course, Mr. President, we are fully ready to work with IGAD to refine the modalities of that concept. The goal, as I understand it, being to secure Juba and, if possible, its airport through demilitarization, so that the government of transition and national unity can get to work without worrying about security issues.
Ladsou said nearly 300 are believed to have been killed in the recent fighting, and the toll could rise. Meanwhile, a spokesman for First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar, Gatdet Dak, called for a buffer zone to keep the rival factions apart.
And we prefer that the current United Nations force in South Sudan should create a buffer zone.
He said forces loyal to Machar have withdrawn from the capital, Juba, to avoid further escalation of tensions. The United States Wednesday named two Russian militants, Aslan Avgazarovich Butaykov and Irad Vatikhov, as specially designated global terrorists linked to deadly attacks by the Islamic State group. Vatikhov, captured by U.S. forces in Afghanistan and later returned to Russia, was among a number of suspects detained in Istanbul following a triple suicide bomb attack at the city's airport. Butaykov is said to be an IS insider in the North Caucasus who directed a series of bombing attacks against Russian targets. This is VOA News. Funerals were held Wednesday for three of five Dallas, Texas police officers killed by a lone sniper last week. Thousands of other officers and ordinary citizens joined the grieving family members of the slain policemen, Brent Thompson, Michael Smith, and Lauren Ahrens. Jennifer Thompson was Brent Thompson's wife.
Yes, this act of violence hurt law enforcement as a whole. However, good will always prevail. Though I'm heartbroken and hurt, I'm going to put on my badge and my uniform and return to the street, along with all of my brothers and sisters in blue. To the coward that tried to break me and my brothers and sisters, no, your hate made us stronger.
The officers were killed by a slain Black Army veteran who said he was outraged by the earlier police shootings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The director of U.S. Central Intelligence, John Brennan, said Wednesday three bombing attacks in Saudi Arabia last week bore the hallmark of the Islamic State group. There's been no claim of responsibility. A suicide bomber in the holy city Medina detonated explosives at a checkpoint outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque. Hours later, four security officers were killed, others wounded as they moved to prevent the attacker from entering the facility. Two other explosions were also reported. A Zimbabwean court Wednesday dismissed charges against a Baptist preacher accused of trying to overthrow the government. Prosecutors sought the more serious charge after initially accusing Evan Mawarire of inciting violence through his social media campaign that urged people to stay home as a form of protest against corruption and economic decline. Henry Munanagatire is among his many supporters.
If you look at where our country is, we've got a situation where the majority of our people are in poverty, there's rampant injustice, and there's massive corruption from our government officials. Those are the three things that have created this flags movement. This is the reason why Pastor Ivan stood up and voiced his voice to say we've had enough.
Mawariri's call for a job action Wednesday appeared to have fizzled, but anger over persistently high unemployment, corruption, and a shortage of money sparked similar protests against the longtime rule of President Robert Mugabe. With the Republican Party National Nominating Convention set for next week in Cleveland, Ohio, reports indicate White House hopeful Donald Trump will announce his vice presidential running mate Friday in New York. Among the finalists being mentioned, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Chief Executive Chris Christie, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Japan's Imperial House Thursday denied media reports Emperor Akihito is planning to abdicate. If true, it would be an extraordinary move on the royal line that dates back more than 2,600 years. The UN cultural agency UNESCO Wednesday added Mali's earthen buildings to its heritage and danger list, citing a lack of security. The four sites, with nearly 2,000 houses, have remained intact since the 3rd century B.C. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.